Chad, you're not going anywhere, are you?
Nope, I'm right here.
We got waterfowl season recommendations from you, correct?
Yeah, I guess on page 27, Mr. Chair, we do have just a simple rule cleanup in regards to some language and administrative rule. Back in, I believe it was 2019, late in 2019, the Wabe State Game Refuge was changed to the Wabe State Game Bird Refuge. And the way rules are set up and there's some crossover and whatnot on various things, there were a few spots here where we did not pick up that name recognition change to that particular refuge. And you'll see three respective rules there listed on your action sheet, Mr. Chair, that just simply addresses the name change of that refuge. So, and we would need a motion for this to clean up that rule.
Any questions on that? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Whitmire, seconded by Locken. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Chad. I said you're hogging the mic here. It's you're on the mountain goat recommendations as well.
Correct. Yes.
We're ready to go.
Are we on page 28 now in the book?
Yep.
Yes.
Which I believe would be license forms and fees, Mr. Chair. This is a cleanup, I guess, or not a cleanup, but a modification that we would like to make to what is an administrative rule that defines the lifespan, I guess, of our hunting licenses that we sell. So you can see the current rule there is from December 15th preceding the printed year on the license to January 31st following the printed year on the license, inclusive. Based upon the two-tiered duck hunting license option, which includes a traditional daily bag limit and the three-splash daily bag limit, we would like to recommend a change to that would strike inclusive in rule and insert unless otherwise specified. And the justification for that change, Mr. Chair, would be to, to back up a little bit, the way the current rule is written, we would have some conflicting state migratory bird certification permits right now with that two option daily bag limit. And what we would like to do is align the state migratory bird certification permit to begin on July 1 and run through June 30th of the following year. One benefit of this is it would align up with the lifespan of the federal duck stamp that is required by waterfowl hunters to purchase. So those two would be kind of married together with their lifespans, and it would take away the issue of having hunters, at least in this first go around with this change of the daily bag limit for ducks, to have two separate migratory bird certification permits that could potentially have differing daily bag limits. So one could have the three splash, the three duck limit, and the other could have the traditional daily bag limit, which can include up to six ducks. And so it's a little difficult to explain here, but I think if you read under the resident, non-resident criteria and read how we define what the issue is there, that clearly indicates what we're trying to accomplish here, just to reduce some confusion and make sure that everybody's on the same page when it comes to what they need to purchase to participate in our duck hunting seasons with that traditional and three splash daily bag option, and get everything lined up here together from a regulatory perspective. And this will greatly allow us to have a clear black and white concise way to monitor the effectiveness of this pilot program, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there anything further?
That's all I have for now. I'll try to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, any questions?
I've moved to approve.
Motion by Sharp, seconded by Spring. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Chair. I'll try to make sure to have Rocco Morano here with us next month. He's busy counting, going through the wing parts survey right now, but Rocco can be here next month to help answer any questions that you or the public might bring up. So, Mr. Chair, moving on to page 30 in your booklet would be the duck hunting seasons. This would be just a one-year recommendation like all these migratory or waterfowl bird hunting seasons are. You can see on the daily limits here, we list both the traditional daily bag limit and the three splash daily bag limit. Say that real fast three times. You can see the hunting season dates and the areas open there by the duck hunting zones at the top of the action sheet. And we do have two recommended changes here for your consideration, Mr. Chair, on page 31. So the way rules are written in the waterfowl hunting chapter, we did find a couple areas here that we kind of have to clean up to implement this three splash option here, which is a pilot program. I think you've all been aware of this to try to help recruit, retain, and reactivate duck hunters. The first recommended change there is during the first 16 days of the season right now, we have an opportunity for duck hunters to take two additional blue-winged teal during that respective hunting zone season. We need to make a change in rule to state that this limit would be for the tier one option only, or for those that would choose the traditional daily bag limit, okay? The recommended change number two there would be because mergansers are essentially ducks, and we want to make sure that those that choose that second option or that three splash option don't have to worry about identifying between species of ducks or species of mergansers. We want to include that mergansers in the daily bag limit of ducks is included for that three splash option or that tier two option. So just some formality here to kind of clean this up in rule and have everything squared away from that standpoint, Mr. Chair.
Thanks, Chad. Any questions on that?
Move to approve.
Motion by Locken, seconded by Bees. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Chad.
And Mr. Chair, you and the commissioners are probably going to see some marketing and outreach on this three splash option. We're going to be working hard to get the word out and promote and try to make explain to the public as clearly and concisely as we can what this opportunity means for them. So you'll be seeing some of that in the near future. Mr. Chair, on page 33 would be the youth waterfowl hunting season. This is just a two-day season set aside specifically for those that meet the criteria of a youth waterfowl hunter. We have no recommended changes here. Therefore, no action is needed by you unless there's a change desired by one of the commissioners.
Very well. Any comments or changes requested from the commission? Seeing none, Chair, to entertain a motion.
Sharp would move.
Second. Motion by Sharp, seconded by Locken. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Hey, Mr. Chair, on page 34 would be the goose hunting season chapter, or one of the seasons within our goose hunting package, I guess. Just to maybe back off just a little bit before we dive into some of the stuff related to goose hunting. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, we had shared the latest revised draft resident Canada goose plan to you commissioners in conjunction with the wild turkey plan. So what you see within the recommended changes here we bring for to you here today would reflect some of the management tools and action items found within that current action plan for Canada geese that will be going out to public comment here immediately after this commission meeting. We'll be working with communication staff to get a note out to indicate to the public that revised plan is available for public comment. But the recommendations you see here today do reflect what's in that draft action plan, Mr. Chair. So the change we have here for the August management take would be to include, so currently that season is only open in that portion of Pennington County west of the Cheyenne River. And that season has been retained in place to try to address some of the urban Canada goose issues predominantly associated with the airport there in Rapid City to try to address some of those public safety concerns, if you will, from collisions with aircraft and whatnot. The change we have for you here today would be to, in addition to that area that has been open, to add that portion of Meade County south of Highway 34. Staff would like to allow some hunting opportunity there, as obviously those geese residing and doing their thing in Rapid City do move north out of there, and there are some hunting opportunities that staff feel we could provide to help us manage that situation there in Rapid City. And then going over into eastern South Dakota, back in the day we did have a large portion somewhat similar to what you see here today that was included in the August management take. The Fish and Wildlife Service did not conduct their waterfowl survey in 2020 due to obviously COVID-19. That's probably the first time in 50, 60, 70 years that survey has not been conducted. But based on the 2019 survey results, our Canada goose population was just above our population objective that we have in our current management plan. And we have no doubt to believe that Canada geese did not do very well last year breeding and raising young. We strongly feel that population is still above objective. And based on staff discussion and our discussions with our stakeholder group that worked with us on the revision of this Canada goose plan, we want to be proactive and bring this opportunity to hunters back to utilize them as a management tool to try to get on top of this population and get it within our population objective. So you will see, in addition to that portion of Meade County, an additional 33 counties found in eastern South Dakota. The daily bag limit would be 15 Canada geese. This would be fall in line with our liberal harvest strategy within our action plan that we have in front of you now. And you can see the season dates there of August 21 through the end of August. So, Mr. Chair, it looks like he stepped out. So that's what I have. I don't know if there's any questions from any of the commissioners.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions on that? Any concerns? If not, we'd entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitmire, seconded by Bees. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All same sign, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 36 would be the early fall Canada goose season. We have one recommended, actually we have two recommended changes here for you today. Again, like we discussed during the August management take, we are recommending very liberal harvest strategies right now within that plan. Thus, we are bringing forward these two recommended changes. One would be to change the start date from the first Saturday of September to September 1. We would like to keep the hunting pressure on these birds with the August management take and simply roll over into that early fall season and not potentially have a 5 or 6 day break there. And the second change would be to increase the daily bag limit that is currently in rule as 8 to 15 to align with that daily bag limit in the August management take and have a seamless rollover into this season from both the standpoint of the daily bag limit. So, Mr. Chair, those are the two recommended changes we have for you. This season would run the entire month of September with a 15 bird daily bag limit recommended here.
Good. Does anybody have any questions on the season changes for the early fall goose? If not, I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lacken, seconded by Bees. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Chad.
Hey, Mr. Chair, on page 38 would be the regular goose hunting seasons, I guess, on this action sheet for you. Again, this would be a one-year recommendation. You can see the season dates listed by the three units that we currently have in place. You can see the season dates there for the fall light goose hunting season, and the season dates for the white-fronted goose there as well, with the respective daily limits and the possession limit of either unlimited for light geese or three times the daily bag limit for white fronts or dark geese. We're not asking for any recommended changes to these seasons, Mr. Chair, so essentially no action is needed here on your part unless there is a desire by someone on your team here, Mr. Chair.
Thanks, Chad. Any questions or? Okay, we don't need any changes or action on that, so there's no changes then?
Oh, sir.
Okay, keep on rolling.
Okay, Mr. Chair, on page 40 would be our special Canada goose hunting season, which is restricted to the open area of Bennett County. You can see the respective season dates up there. This season currently does have a license allocation of 800 three-tag Canada goose licenses. Mr. Chair, we've had some discussion about this and some of the regulations associated with the early fall Canada goose season. There is a segment of counties associated with the early fall season that we just went over here a couple pages back that does restrict non-residents coming into that season. That season and this one that we have right here in front of you here with the special Canada goose season, even though we are not bringing any changes to you here today, I can tell you that staff still have continuing discussions as to the validity or need of this special season. You know, if you look at down there under the supportive information of those hunters that responded to our hunter harvest survey, only 46% of those indicated that they actually did hunt during that season. On the second page, you'll see a trend of declining interest in first choice applicants and participation. You know, our question is this a unnecessary regulation that we have in place for goose hunting? We do know there is some complexity of this season from our public and our staff. Some of our staff have questions, even answering some of the questions we get from hunters on this season. And I'm just going to be upfront and honest with you that we do plan on having some discussion on this and that restriction on non-residents and portions of southeastern South Dakota in that early fall Canada goose season. We feel it's important to utilize all of the tools that we can with our hunters, yet maintain the balance there, obviously, with hunter access and whatnot. But at this time, Mr. Chair, we don't have any recommended changes for you on this season right here.
Great. Does anybody have any questions or changes you'd like to see to it? If not, we'll just let you keep going, Chad.
Okay. Mr. Chair, on page 42 would be the spring light goose conservation order. This recommendation here, I guess we don't have any recommended changes for you. This would be the season that starts here immediately when the two goose season ends. This starts the light goose conservation order on snow geese, which are still and have retained above their population objective for almost decades now. If you'll remember, you as a commission body did recently extend this season through to May 15th, and I guess we haven't heard anything real negative about that. It does provide another couple weeks of opportunity for hunters to utilize them to get out there and experience that hunt. There can be some great snow goose hunting, probably better than anywhere in the country. When the stars align here, it can be a very quick migration, but you can see the participation down there in the table and the number of geese harvested over the previous 5 years, but we have no recommended changes for you here today.
Very well. Any other questions or comments on that season for Chad? Can please continue.
Hey, Mr. Chair, I don't know if we want to go through each of these, but the next three, which would include the tundra swan, the sandhill crane season, and the snipe season. I don't know how many of you are avid snipe hunters, but for these three action sheets, Mr. Chair, we have no recommended changes. I don't know if there's any discussion or questions on any of these.
No,
just trying to speed up
I think they were in, you know, attached to everyone's packet, and they should have read through them. If they have questions, we could address those, but I would be in favor of just continuing on.
Thanks, Wesley.
All right.
Go ahead, Mr. Chair.
Are you going to?